Chevra, always a schuss to be together. Schuss to be together, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. You might have a shvil tonight in a very, very special way. The schuss to be able to walk into Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. Kashil if Yidaschem. You know, it's very difficult to leave Yontif. Very difficult to leave. We had from Rosh Hashanah, and even back from El, Rosh Hashanah, and Sesh Be'tshuva, and Yom Kippur. Sukkot, Seilah D'Mamnusa, Hashanah Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Heilige, heilige days. And then it's all over, Keheravayim, you know, like the blink of an eye. You have these like Gishmak, incredible Hakafos. And then you wake up this morning, it's just a regular day. So a lot to be said for that, and a lot that we have to keep with us from Yontov. But just one quick reminder to give us a nechama. Shabbos is coming. And Shabbos is the holiest day of the year. You know, what do we love about Yontov so much? Do we really love the fact that we take Dalad Minim and a yellow esrog and a branch of a palm tree and hadas and we shake them? I mean, we do. We love it. We love it. It's like an incredible thing. If you said that over to someone from the Chvesnes by the Umas Oilam, they'd think you're out of your mind. Like, this is what we love. Like, we go and spend some people hours examining and spending hundreds of dollars on something that I'm gonna shake it. You know, I'm gonna shake it, and I'm gonna shake it with such kavanas, like, mamish, I'm gonna shake it right and left and front, up, down, back. I'm just gonna shake. Yeah, and many of us don't even know what we're doing when we're shaking. But we love it. We love it. And yes, and we love listening to a shofar. It's like incredible. We love it. We do. And we love fasting on Yom Kippur. We love it. It might not be pleasurable, but we love it. But what do we really love about all that? What do we really love? It's not the entity itself. We love the kirvas elokim that comes from it. That we realize and we feel. And some of us understand deeper than others, but ultimately I know I'm feeling closeness to Hashem through all this. I'm building a deeper relationship with Hashem through all this. So the Yom Tovim are called Moedim. Moed is to meet up. I meet up with the Ribbono Shel Olam in all these different ways. But you know the most special day of the year to meet up with Hashem is Shabbos Kodesh. So yes, all these Yom Tovim we need, and we need to tap into different kochos and different ideas and different parts. And it's over. It's not over, first of all. Hopefully we pull it into the year and we have all that inspiration with us. But don't think, oh, I'm entering my Cheshvin and there's no Yontiv and there's all Chol. There's Shabbos every single week. We're desensitized because it's every week, but every week of the holiest day of the year. You know, last night when we made Havdalah, if you paid attention to Havdalah, there was no candle. No candle is a pasha because we're allowed to use or you're allowed to use fire throughout Yontiv to cook, to light candles. And also fire was not created. Matzah Yontiv was only created Matzah Shabbos. No candle. Why is there no besamim? So I'm not going to get into the Halakha of Ditchavas Torah right now. We've said it over before. But Pasha Pshat, according to many Rishonim, and you can see Ayin in Arvei Pesachim, that what? That there's no Neshama Yaseira on Yontiv. The reason we have besamim, the Gemara tells us, we've quoted here before, Chazal teach us, is because we lose. We have a Neshama Yaseira that's lost, and we need Chizik, we need the Shmek of the besamim to give us a chizik, to give us inspiration, to feel good again. And on Yontiv, according to many Rishonim, there's no Neshama Yaseira. Yontiv is still beautiful and wonderful, but there's no Neshama Yaseira. Again, some Rishonim say yes, and this is not for the time right now, not what I want to get into, but Lemaisa, what that tells us is, Shabbos has more Kedusha, Shabbos has more Ruchnias, Shabbos has more opportunity to get close to Hashem. Shabbos is the holiest day of the week, the holiest day of the year. Yantiv is beautiful. How many aliyahs do we lay in? Only 5. Yom Kippur 6. Only on Shabbos 7. So to mechazik yourselves, we're about to enter into Shabbos Kodesh. You loved Yantiv? Look forward to Shabbos and grab onto it. And you loved singing on Yantiv? Sing on Shabbos. You loved the tefillahs of Yantiv? Daven on Shabbos. You had geshmak dancing with the Torah by Simchas Torah? Dance with the Limud HaTorah on Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh every week. What a schus to be a Yid, to have Shabbos Kodesh every week. So yes, maybe we left Yontiv. We left Yontiv, but we're entering into Shabbos now, so it's all good. Anyways, that's just a little achana. Before we begin, just want to say tonight's Torah, tonight's Chizuk, Torah is being sponsored by, I don't want to say a Talmud and his wife. It's more. It's a son, but it's Mamish Yedid Nafshi, Yesh Yischael. Both of them feel so close to, and their whole family, Rav Ari and Rachi Mirzoff, and it's in a big schus. It's Lila Nishma, someone very very special. Rachi Zaidi, Rav Moshe Chaim ben Avram Abba, Zechus Adakash Bracha. Moshe Chaim ben Avram Abba, Rachi Zaidi was a survivor. Was a Kaddish Tikka Yid. Survived the Holocaust, and we'll wait a little bit into the shir to share an incredible story about him. But he then went, and he didn't just survive. He thrived and rebuilt. And he basically, you know, those we don't live there, but everyone here, I'm sure, has visited Miami, and it's like, if you go on vacation, like Halavai, we should always be going to Eretz Yisrael, but if we don't go to Eretz Yisrael, then we go to Miami. You know, like it's basically, that's how it goes. If you can't go to Eretz Yisrael, like they haven't... Shem Yerech, I don't want to start talking about it and crying again tonight, but Lameisev, you can't go to Eretz Yisrael, so where do you go? If you want to go somewhere, you go to Miami. You go to Miami as a Yid, that's Baruch Hashem, with the minyanim and the restaurants, and just, that's where we go. Okay, so you have to stay on the right side of the hotels, but that's another discussion for another time. Lameisev, we go to Miami. So, Rav Moshe Chaim ben Avram Abba, Zichus Tzedakah Shevracha, he mamish built Miami. He was involved with bringing the mikveh to Miami and kashrus to Miami and Torah to Miami and everything. Miami is only Miami because of him. And what Miami has become over the last couple of years, I mean the amount of people, they owe it all to the tzaddik who were saying Torah, Lil Nishmaso, which should be a big schus for his neshama, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Lil Nishmaso, and he should be a Melech Yosher for his incredible mishpacha. Until the Zoich will be dancing together with him, be it's Mashiach, Gula Shleim, and Meher, be Amen. It's your tzitz, Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Chav Zayin Tishrei, Mir Tashem. Again, it should be a big schus for him, and for the Heilige family. And you'll hear something very special during this year, Mir Tashem. You know, we open up Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Bereishis, and we talk about the creation of the world, and there's so much that's Benigla Ubenister in this parsha. This parsha maybe is the most important parsha in the Torah, because it's the Yisoichi Besodos. And clearly within this parsha, the creation of the world, the foundation of the world, gives us our Tafkir HaChayim, gives us our purpose of life. And when we start reading through the Pesukim and all the days of creation, and we paid attention and we heard it this morning in Laning, but already going back to Chasim Bereishis, it's just... That was yesterday. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like Mamish? It's crazy to think. We were dancing with Torahs yesterday.
Wow, that's crazy.
You hear how time, Mamish, how time is so crazy? Like yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon, we were dancing with Torahs. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so Chasim Bereishis. So we were time and time again, after every creation, Vayara Lakim Kitov, Vayara Lakim Kitov, that Hashem saw was good. Hashem saw that the creation was good. Until Pasuk Lamed Aleph, at the end of day 6. And here the Pasuk says, Vayara Lakim as Kol Asher Asa. Hashem saw that everything that he made, Vine Tov Ma'od, and was very good. And it was the sixth day. Right, we all were saying that together during Chasim Bereishis. So what's Pshat? that every day was toiv, and now at the end of it all, tovo. The pasha pshat is simple. You guys are all thinking pasha pshat, right? Pasha pshat is each individual entity is created. Oh, that's good. And then when everything was finished, as a package, that's toiv mode. Because there's that what can be accomplished in having meaning and purpose each individual creation, but then when they are interconnected and working with each other, they grow off each other, and they work off each other, and they have even much more of a purpose, and more meaning, and more that they can be mekadesh this world. And therefore there's a toiv mode. That's pasha pshat. But I want to learn something deeper tonight. It's interesting, if you read through, after every creation, Vayarlakim Kitov, Vayarlakim Kitov, and at the end of creation of everything, you have Vinei Tov Mo'od. But what's interesting, if you look back a few Pesukim, after the creation of man, and you think man is the pinnacle, man is what it's all about, man is why the whole world was created, you find no mention Vayarlakim Kitov. Everything is created, it's good. The aura, the light is good, and the birds are good, everything's good, and the chvesdish, the luminaries are good, everything's good. Creation of man, nothing. And then everything as a whole, right? Kol asher asa, and it's tov mode. So now we have to understand, why is that? Why is there no mention by man that it was tov? So comes the Medrash. The Medrash is quoted actually a couple times in the parasha. And I'm going to read it from Tesfut Beis. Listen to this Medrash. This Medrash reads like a Chassidish Sefer a little bit. You'll see. I'll read you this Medrash. If I didn't read it from a Medrash, start in the middle, you tell me, oh, this must be from the Bnei Yisachar. I've told Yaakov Yosef, Kedushas Levi. It's Medrash. Rabbanan Amri Lo B'Shem Rab Chanina Bar Idi Rab Pinchas Rab Chilkia. Hu Ma'oid, when it says Ma'oid, Toid Ma'od, Hu Adam. Hinun oisius the Dane, hinun oisius the Dane. Because if you look closely, the letters of Ma'od are the same letters of Adam. Ma'od, mem, ay, aleph, dalet, is, if you scramble, the aleph, dalet, mem. Udiksiv, ayar, lakim, skosher, asav, inetov, Ma'od, ze Adam. So now the Medrash tells us that actually, when we said Tov Ma'od, it's actually a reference to Adam. But now we have to understand something else, if that's the truth. So now we understand Tov Ma'od, so it's even bigger than Tov. That why wasn't that Benigle? Why didn't we just say it straight out when man was created Vinei Tov Ma'od? And it seems to be a necessity to say it when he said Kol Asher Asa, and it's a reference to man, but in interconnection to everything else. Why is that? What's going on here? We have to understand this. So first of all, just to understand why, perhaps, it's not beniglim. Why, when man was created, it doesn't say it was toiv? To the apostum, we have a beferish Gemara in Erevin. Some are familiar, should be familiar with this Gemara in Erevin. It's a famous idea. Erevin Yud Gimel Mebeis. Not such a yeshivish mesech. I don't know if anyone's learned Erevin, but if you learned Tafyomi, perhaps, I don't know. Tanar Avon. But this Gemara is spoken about. Shdei Shanim Umechza Nechleku Beisham Beishil. For 2.5 years, Beisham and Beisil argued. Imagine they had a machlokes for 2.5 years. What was their machlokes for 2.5 years? You know, sometimes you've been in shiurim. Some of us have been in shiurim, and you're stuck on a sugya for like a week, for 2 weeks, for a month. You know, something like takfa kayin or something. You're stuck like you, and then you hit a point. You're like, I need to get on. I need to move on. 2.5 years, same sugya. Okay, unclear. That doesn't mean that wasn't the only thing they were learning during that 2.5 years, but. One of them says, it's better to have never have been created. It's better to have been created. Machlekes, whether it was good that we were created, nimnu v'gamru, and they went back and forth and calculated and discussed this for 2.5 years. And finally, v'gamru, their culmination, their conclusion, the Gemara says, the conclusion is, it's better that we were not created. Better not to have been created. Achshav shenivra, but now that we were created, yifashbish b'maisav amri l'mishpi. Yifashbish b'maisav, we have to constantly examine, scrutinize, and think about our actions. Now, what's pshat? Pshat in this Gemara is that to fulfill our tafkid, to be a true ben Torah, to be someone that makes the most of every moment, to be someone that has perfect Shemir Sinayim, and someone that has Hamelech B'Torah, and someone that davens with Kavona, someone that treats everyone beautifully, it's an Avodah. It's not Pashat. And if not, lo aleinu, we could end up in a very bad place, and we're destroying our purpose of existence. So maybe it would have been better not to have been created. Now that we were created, we have to make the most of it and make it that there was a value in us being created. That's Pashat Pshat and Gemara. But if that's true, if we paskin, it would have been better not to have been created. So now we can understand why when man was created, Hashem didn't say, Vayar lekem ki tov. Because Yosef tov shelo nivra. But if that's the case, if we're going to say this Gemara and everything's proper, and emes, then why is there a remez l'davar? Why is the medrash say tov ma'od is man suddenly? So we have a lot still to understand. We're just building. So we're gonna learn something very special, Chavi. You ready? We're going to go for a little ride, a little journey, to be able to come to something very special tonight. And the, you know, when we pull out a Zohar, often, you know, Chaver knows, I always ask if the Chaver's gone to the mikveh. I don't wait for answers because I want to share Torah. So otherwise, like the shir, we'd have to like say over a different shir. I don't know. But the emes, I was thinking about it. Today, right now, every one of us, at least, if it wasn't this morning, yesterday, and the night before, I went to like, the biggest mikvahs in the world. Because I was with one of my talmidim, I don't remember who it was right now. But when we were dancing, I said, I see him, he's holding the Torah. I'm a high school teenager. He's holding the Torah, he's into it, it was beautiful. I said to him, I hope you went to a mikvah this morning to hold the Torah like this. He looks at me like I'm the strangest person in the world. Like, what is a mikvah? You know, like, oh, that's that place that you maybe go Erev Yom Kippur on a peninsula that's for women, you know? Anyways, Lamaisa. So later I saw him, and I didn't even go, it was loud, whatever. Later I saw him, and he's sweating and soaked. This is right, the first, I asked him beginning, and I say, oh, now you see what it was to go to a mikveh. There's no time, I believe this strongly, more than Simchas Torah, that you feel and understand Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Vada, we go mikveh, and there's something so special of going to a quote-unquote real mikveh, and being able to be that Birya Chadasha, and I feel it every morning of my life. And it's something that is life-altering and changing, having that is chadshus of what mikveh is. And those who don't understand, you have to learn. You have to learn. Not everyone understands everything, you know. But it's something very important. In the Hasidish world, in the Litvish world, and in every world. In every world. There's a famous line, we've quoted the story, I won't even say a little story, but like, if a mikveh could turn one of the Umas HaOlam into a Yid, he could take a Yid and make him into a more chashiv and kaddishitik a Yid. It's no shaila. There's something very real and very powerful. It's not stam. It's not stam. But anyways, so hopefully, that's what the mikveh of Mayim is. But the mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem is this deep connection to Hashem, that Hashem is our mikveh, and it gives us that same hope and that same connection and that same purity. And there's no time when you feel that more. When you're Simchas Torah and you're tanting with the Torah and you're alive and you feel that connection, that Kirvas Elokim, and you happen to also be soaked and surrounded by Mayim in that same way. It's like Mikveh Yisrael Hashem on the highest of level. You feel, you come out of Simchas Torah, you feel like a mikveh. I had one Talmud, he told me today, and this Talmud, Baruch Hashem, is wonderful, I love him, but Hamevin Yavin, like, you know, we don't want to know what generally goes on in Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. You know, I'm just giving you a picture, right? And he says to me, he was there at Simchas Torah all night, dancing away, sweating away. It was incredible. He says, Rebbe, I want you to know, afterwards, you know, when I was changing or whatever it was, or maybe it was the next morning, I don't remember what he says, it makes maybe more sense. It was actually, I think, at night, and he was changing to go somewhere else, Chodesh, wherever he was going. And he put on a shirt, and then he said to himself, how could I not put on tzitzis? And again, it's night. I'm not getting into halacha or whatever it is, but like, and he wasn't, again, obviously tzitzit is something we should all be wearing every day. To us here, that's not our bechira point right now. But to this guy, it wasn't just that like, hakafos was hakafos, it's high and I'm over with. He realized he's a different person. It was a mikvah. So I'm a different yid. I'm a kaddish de yid. I can't walk around now without tzitzis. And he says, I'm not stopping to wear tzitzis. I'm going to be wearing tzitzis from now on. It was life altering. It was a mikvah. It was a mikvah. So we all went to a mikvah yesterday. So let's learn a little Zohar. Listen to what the Zohar says in Parshas Pinchas. We have to understand what this Tov Ma'od is, and understand why Tov wasn't initially said by man, but Tov Ma'od is said later in a Remez when it's Kol Asher Asa. Because this, if we could understand this, Mamish, Yisoyin Shibisoyidus of life, Chevra. Listen to the Zohar. Vayor Melakim Nasa Adam. Those words Nasa Adam. We will make man. What was we will make man? Vasar Dashlimu Lavid Tayu Kol Uman V'Uman. After Hashem finished the work with all the other craftsmen. And what is it? Who are these Umans? What is going on here? It's basically, again, even with the Mtoku Dvash, I can't fully tell you, but what it basically is that everything that was done, everything that was finished, meaning all the other creations and everything else that was in the world, all the spheros and all the deep celestial beings and everything else that was there, Amar Lon Kod, and all the creations, everything that's here, everything that's in the world. Amar Lon Kod Shevrichu, Umnusucha De'isle Nemevad. We have one more thing to make, one more thing to create. De'eshutva De'kulna. And it's going to be a partner with everything. This last creation that's left is going to be a partner with that. I'm reading Zohar. Listen. It's Chabru Kulcha Kechada. We're all going to join together like one. Lemeved Be'kul. Echad Be'echad Mechulka Delay. And he's going to be created, this entity is going to be created from a part and parcel of everything else that's in this world. Listen, we have to understand this because this is going to give us our purpose of life. It's going to give us our purpose of existence. And the Rabbi Yishon B'chvoid V'atma says to everything else, V'ano ishtataf imchon. I'm going to partner together with you. L'meyev le mechul kodilei, to give a part of me. A part of me is going to go into this being as well. V'ano nasa adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu. Let us make man in our image, in our tzelem. V'ukmu rabbanan d'les adam el Yisrael. He's not just talking about man, he's talking about Yisrael. Adam is Yisrael. Is each and every one of us. So the Zohar tells us, Nasa Adam means what? Nasa Adam is not just what Rashi tells us. That is pshat. That is part of it. But Nasa Adam is so much more than that. Nasa Adam is we will make man. Of course Hashem is the one who created us. But he went to everything else and said that you're going to be a part of this. That we are interconnected, man, to everything else in this world. And we are interconnected to the Eibishter, who are part of the Rabbonus Mechelik Al-Kamim Al-Mamish, as we mention this all the time here. Our neshama is there, a part of Hashem. And what does that tell us? It tells us something very deep. It doesn't just tell us, again, that we have a Nishmas Chaim inside of us, Yibek Bap of Nishmas Chaim, and part of Hashem. But now we understand we also have a part of everything else. And you know why that's crucial and important? Because we could understand, and we're going to read from the Heilig Nefesh HaChayim, and something that a lot of us have learned, and if you haven't learned it yet, we've said this many times here, I don't even know why you're sitting here right now and don't run and learn Nefesh HaChayim. We can't understand our lives without Nefesh HaChayim. And specifically, Shar Aleph. Shar Dalet, it's beautiful and wonderful, and in all these shivas, that's what's pushed. You got to learn Shar Aleph, and Shar Beis, and Shar Gimel, and then you'll get to Dalet, the Seder. But now we can understand what he's saying, what he meant. And the Arizal says this as well. The Arizal says this, Beferish, in the Likutei Torah, in Parshas Kisiso, on this Zohar, that because we are interconnected to everything, and we're the pinnacle, we're the culmination, we're the purpose of this entire world, and we have a part of God inside us, so we have a godliness within us, and we're connected to everything else. That's why the whole world exists because of us, and that's why we have the ability to influence the entire world. The entire world runs on each and every one of us. We give purpose and meaning to the world. We bring simcha to the world, we bring Yeshua to the world, or pumfaker lo aleinu when we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. We destroy the world. We have to believe in that. It's a responsibility of each and every one of us. Each and every one of us individually is Adam. We're that Adam. We're that Yisrael that was created, and we're interconnected to everything else. And we have a responsibility to live up to who we're supposed to be, and it's through that that we bring literally chizik to the entire world. And if there's something in the world not going right, it's because of us. And when something is going right, it's because of us. In each and every one of us. It's a tremendous responsibility. Not lo aleinu in a way that I shouldn't be able to walk around and feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to... In a way that should be uplifting, in a way that should be inspirational, in a way that should be, I have meaning, I have purpose, I'm a ben melech, I'm an adam. And not just if I'm successful in business and make a big name for myself and the head of some hedge fund and can put my name on buildings. By the way, that's awesome and beautiful. It's important also. We need Yisrach HaZvul and we need that all. I don't mean this, that wasn't said in a way condescending to those individuals. Those individuals are big tzaddikim, wonderful people. And if some of you, that's what's meant to be, that's wonderful. And that's beautiful. And it also doesn't mean just those who become big Rosh Yeshivas, which is also obviously very important. We need that. But it's not just those people that are important in this world and that are, that Adam is each and every one of us. That person that could uplift the entire world, can change the entire world, L'toyev v'chas v'shon l'ra, is each and every one of us. We are interconnected to everything and our actions matter. When I get up in the morning and I dive in a good shacharis, it changes the world. And when I sleep late and I don't make it to minyan and I quickly put on my tefillin and say my quick shema shemoneh esrei, it's nice. And sometimes for some, if that's where they're holding the kudu point, that could also change the world in a good way, or lo aleinu, for better than that, it could change the world in not such a good way. My life matters. And not just my life matters for me. I have an effect on the entire world, each and every one of us. Even if it's not known out there. Even if it's not known. And maybe no one knows Chvestis, Jack Schwartz, and what he's doing and how he's affecting the world. And when you see Chvestis, this person who's again, name is on some building, or this person who's literally giving millions to give Koyel stipends or for Yontiv, and beautiful things, those are beautiful, amazing things. And we think only those people are changing the world. Those people are also changing the world. But so could you and I. And it's real. And that's incredible. And that's exactly what Nefesh HaChaim is telling us all of Shar Aleph. That B'Tzelem Elokim. What does it mean we're B'Tzelem Elokim? We're created B'Tzelem Elokim. He says that means we're Baal Yecholos HaKol. That means B'Tzelem Elokim. The name Elokim means Hashem rules the world and has the ability, as we know Hashem does, to constantly change or do whatever He'd like with anything. B'Tzelem Elokim, that we're made in His image, means He gave that over to us. When He did what we just read in the Zohar, when He went and gathered together every entity in this world, Kol Umam Umam, and said, we're going to together Nasa Adam, and I'm going to be a part of it. So Hashem gave He gave Himself over to us to give us rulership, to give us ability to transcend and to affect. And He put a little bit of everything else in us to show that we could affect all of that. We're connected to everything. Listen to how the Nefesh HaChaim says it in Perek Dalet. Listen to this. Don't ever forget this. Learn this. Get this safer. Learn it. V'zois Torah HaAdam. This is the Torah of Adam. The Torah of your life. Kol Eish Yisrael. Every Jew. Al Yomer Belibo Chas HaShalom. Don't, God forbid, ever say. Listen to these words. Kimani Uma Kochi Lifol B'masai HaShveilim Shun Inyam Be'olam. Who am I? What am I? I'm nothing. I, Arya Cohen, can have any effect on the world? I could do anything. Who am I? I'm not Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not Rav Herschel Schechter. I'm not Rav Aaron Feldman. I'm not... I don't want to mention names to think. I'm not this Kvir, that Kvir. I'm not... What am I? I'm nothing. Or one could say... I've never even given a shiur in my life. I've never supported any institution. What am I? Amnem yavin v'yeda v'yik v'machshavas libo. You should understand and know and be koyveya, the Nefesh HaChaim says, into your heart.
Shekol prate masa b'dibura machshavosav. All of our actions, all of our words, all of our thoughts. Kol eis v'rega at every moment. Lo is avidu chas v'shalom is never lost. I'm an Adam. Umarabu masav mogadlu v'ramu. How great are our actions? How lofty. Shekol achas, every action I do as a Jew, every word I speak, every thought I think. Ola kvisharsha lipo pulasa begavim eromim has an effect in the highest of places, in the hecher welt. Bolamos tzachsachos oros alyonim, in the upper realms and worlds which we don't even understand. And he continues, that's what it means, da mala mala mimcha. In Avos we say, da mala mala mimcha, right? Most think that means, think about Hashem, what's above you. Listen to the Nefesh Hachaim. This is Rav Chaim V'Lajner. Again, look, if you don't believe me, because what I'm about to say, you're going to think I'm reading from the Baal Shem, or I'm reading some, you know, some chassidish, a pneumistic of art. Da mala mala mimcha, ratzal omar, im ki ein chara b'necha, n'yanam ha-noroim, ha-nasim imasecha. Even though you don't see the wonderful, incredible consequences that come out of your actions, avoteida ne'amano, you should know with truth, ki kol ma shenasa lemala, everything happens above in the higher realm, bolamos helyonim gvaye gvayim, in the highest places, hakol mimchahu, it's all from you, da ma lemala, know that all that's above is mimcha, from you. Al pi masecha, through your actions. La anaitim al piem yetu vivo. That's what everything happens and occurs in this world. He keeps on going. I mean, I should. Ki isha chacham v'yabin esos lamit. I cannot read a little more. Right, a person who's wise and understands this in truth. Libo yachal bekir b'bchirado. We'd be trembling in fear. Besuma liba al ma'isav asher lo tovim ad heicherem megiim lekalkil ulaharos bechei kalchas shalom. If we recognize when we do something outright, when I look at something I shouldn't be looking to, how much destruction is brought into the world. Harbe yoser. If we do wrong and we don't live up to who I could be, harbe yoser mimasha heicherem nevuchadnetzer v'titus. Listen to the words of Nevi Chaim. More than Nevuchadnetzer and Titus who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. We have more of an effect of destroying the world if I don't live up to who I'm going to be. He keeps on going. He says, they didn't do anything. Lo asu b'maseim klum. They have no ability to affect the upper realm, which ultimately affects this world. Only we. They're just puppets. God, you know, your chever knows Metallica a little bit. Some of the chevers holding Metallica. I'm talking old school Metallica. Everything later past the Black Album, I don't know what happened to them. But old school Metallica, incredible music. Okay, hard, you know, harder. You got to know, like, I happen to, you know, whoever knows, I like a lot of genres of music. So, but that was my, you know, the 80s. That's my day. It's my day. Ooh, the intro to One, gorgeous. But anyways, Lamaisa. That Master of Puppets. The song and album, Master of Puppets. The Eibishter is the master of puppets. He has his puppets. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were puppets. You know what a puppet is? It's fake. It's nothing. It's just, it's being controlled by above. By the Eibishter. So Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, those are puppets. Who decided? How'd that happen? That's from us. That's from you and I. But don't chas v'shalom focus on lo aleinu if we don't live up to it. Imagine what we could accomplish if we do. You know what we're doing in this world. You know what I do when we daven a good Shemon Esrei, a good mincha in the middle of the day. You know what happens when I'm on a train ride and I pull out a sefer to learn and everybody else is just wasting their life. You know what? How I'm changing the world. You might be changing the world more than when Echveistish gives $500,000 to support a yeshiva. You might be doing more. I don't know whose act is bigger. That's for the Eibishter to decide. For us is to realize who we are. To us is to realize Abetzelem Elokim. For us is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam. We're going to create this man. So now I want to share, based on what the Duvna Magid explains in his Sefer Ol Yaakov, and I saw this quoted from the Shul Pinchas in Tavshinayin Dalet. And he says so beautifully. He says, the truth is, when man was created, when you look at man as an entity alone, and again, this is my own take on it, I don't want to say exactly, but it's based on it. When you look at man alone as an entity, the same way when you looked at light and darkness and fish and trees alone, so Hashem couldn't say Tov. Because Noichlal Adar Shalom Nivra. Many of us, most of the people in this world, don't live up to who they're supposed to be, and therefore it was better that they were never created. But then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and he continues, and the Eibishter looks, as the Pasuk says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and the Eibishter says, Vayara Lokim, it's Kol Asher Asa. He looks at the whole world as a whole, everything I just created. Vine Tov Mo'od. And it was everything in this world that he wants to be right and proper and beautiful and Yashrus. Who's that all reliant on? It's on man. And that man there has the potential to have an effect on all the world. And that's the Toiv Ma'od. And that's the Ma'od that the Medrash says is Adam. And it has to be Meramis to it. Because it's not man alone. That's man in his connection to everything else. And that's the power that we have. And that's something grand and incredible. And when we live up to that and have the proper effect, it's Toiv Ma'od. And it uplifts the entire universe. Everything. In the most incredible of ways. The Toiv Ma'od is not Kosher Asa. It's not looking at everything alone. It's man. It's Ma'od Adam. It's Adam's effect on everything. It's Toiv Ma'od. But it's up to us to determine that. Some of us in this world, Noichlo Shalom Nivra. That's a man living alone, not having an effect on the rest of the world in a positive way. But those of us who understand our achrayus, understand what we can do, understand that every time I open my Gemara and I shtayg and I'm amal b'toira, you know what effect I have on the entire world? On the entire world. You think a Yid living in Bnei Brak and learning in some kollel in some corner of Rashbam Street or whatever it might be, Ichvesnish, that nobody knows his name and nobody knows who he is, and he's been learning, he learns 10 hours a day for the past 60 years. You know how he's affecting the world? Changing the world? Just because you don't know him and nobody knows his name? The Eibishter knows his name. The Eibishter knows his name. That's Toiv Ma'od. He's a Yid of Toiv Ma'od. And not just, again, learning. It's davening. It's chesed. It's a Yid doing chayim. Maybe he's not the leader of any chesed organization, but daily, all he's doing is helping people, looking to help people. It's Toiv Ma'od, the Yid. He's changing the world. What's the greatest way? And there are a lot of ways. It's not that there aren't a lot of ways. Again, chesed and tefillah. But what's the greatest way to have an effect in the world? V'inei toiv ma'od. Ein toiv el ha-Torah. It's through limud ha-Torah. And that limud ha-Torah will, limud ha-Malach la'asos as well. That limud ha-Torah will inspire me to act in a different way and change the world in all different ways. But it's my connection to Torah. And that's why the culmination was Simchas Torah. There's no question, right? We all know Shmini Atzeres, the last yontav is Kashal Afridaschem. The last yontav is that day of Kashal Afridaschem, right? Everybody asks, Kashal Afridaschem, right? We had all these beautiful days together. We had Rosh Hashanah, we had Yom Kippur, we had Sukkot, and Hashem says, Diva, I don't want to leave you. I want to stay connected. Stay one more day, one more day. And everybody asks, what's the one day help? What's the one day help? Shkoyach, you're just prolonging the inevitable. Right? Lamashal, you have a child who's very close with the parents, gets married and moves away to Australia. Australia is very, very far. Never been in Australia, but I had an aunt who was from Australia. But anyways, Lamaisa. Once a year, the son comes home for 2 weeks. End of the 2 weeks, he's supposed to take a flight Sunday night. The parent, the mother comes, please stay one more day. I'm going to switch your flight to tomorrow. I stay one more day. Shkoyach, what's going to be at the end of that day? And Monday night? Okay, so you could appreciate that last day, but lemaisa, it's still, there's going to be the same separation anxiety. So what's one more day with the Eibishter? One more day of Yontav Shkoyach, and then what? Teretz is all Yontif, we were getting close to Hashem through a shofar, through Dalad Minim, through Sukkah, through fasting, through all these beautiful ways. That we have once a year. We have one more day to stay together, and on that day we celebrate Torah. And Hashem says, we're going to stay connected all year now through Torah. We're going to stay connected all year now through Torah. I'm not leaving. And that's how we're going to affect the world. That's how we're going to turn Ma'id into Adam and be Taif Ma'od. Shil Pinchas said such a beautiful idea. He said, maybe that's Pshad and why. The first letter of all of Mishnah is what? What's the first letter of all of Mishnah? Mem. But a mem psucha, meaning a regular mem. What's the last letter of all of Mishnah? It's the last Mishnah in Uksin. Hashem Yivarech is Amo. Bashalom. It's also a mem, right? But it's a mem stuma. It's a closed mem. It's the end of mem. Or those of you who went to more modern schools, it's a mem sofit, whatever you call it. We love it. We love all the same. It's all good. Honestly, I don't remember how I learned it. I went to South Shore Elementary School, so South Shore is the most beautiful place. I love it. I still love it. But South Shore, I don't know if it's in the yeshivish world, not in the yeshivish world. So I don't know what they do. I don't know who else. You went to South Shore? No, anyone to South Shore? Ben, you went to South Shore? So what did we learn? Mem Sofit, yeah. You wouldn't be here. You would hear either way in South Shore, right? You hear what I'm saying with that, Taich.
I'm connected to Sofit.
Okay, you're connected to Sofit, but you're Svardi, so it's forget it. You're a different way, and you were the wrong one to ask. No one here, no Ashkenazim went to. Okay, well, anyways, Lameisa, you definitely learned Sofit. But anyways, so the first letter in all of Mishnah is an open mem. The last letter in all of Mishnah is a closed mem. Ma'od is an open mem. Adam is a closed mem. Shlomo Pinchas says we start all of Mishnah with an open mem sucha, and we end with a closed mem stuma. Tells the Arav Voyed this take tov mode and say that's about me as Adam. It's through Mishnayos, through Torah, through our connection to Torah, we take the closed mem and turn into the open mem, turn into a closed mem, and say that ma'od is Adam. That's me. That's me who's toiv ma'od. I'm worthy of being toiv ma'od. I'm the man of not where there's no tov, no echlosh liver. I'm no echlosh nivra because I'm changing the world and I understand my responsibility and I understand how I can affect the world. And therefore I'm making every moment of my life meaningful. What a beautiful charge. What a beautiful idea. The koyach of Torah, the koyach of Mishnah. I'll tell you the koyach of Mishnah. The yid that we're telling Shir Lila Nishmas tonight. Rav Moshe Chaim ben Avram Abba, Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha. Rav Moshe Chaim Berkowitz. So we said he was in the Holocaust, in the Shoah. And he was walking on a death march. This is a documented story. It's a true story. 100%. And he was walking on a death march. And at one point of his death march, he just couldn't go on. He had no more strength. He had no more koyach. He had no more ability to go. And he was walking with his brother, Rav Elia. And he said to his brother, I can't do it anymore. And his brother said, come on, we have to go. He says, I can't do it anymore. Just send my love to everybody who survives. I can't go. I'm dead. And he was going to go. He was on the side of the road, and he laid down, and that was going to be it. And that happened to thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews on these death marches. I could imagine, we can't imagine. Don't start to, if you think you could imagine, you can imagine. To be malnourished, to have nothing, and walking miles and miles and miles. You just can't do it. Couldn't go on anymore. And he said to his brother, I can't do it. And his brother kneeled down next to him and said, okay, but you know what? Let's learn one more Mishnah together. Let's learn one more Mishnah together. One last Mishnah in this world. It's going to be it. For your neshama, neshama. Let's learn one last Mishnah together. And they learned one last Mishnah. And somehow through that Mishnah, Rav Moshe Chaim got like this incredible just spark of chiyus. And he got up and he was able to go. A moment before, that was it. There was a yid who asked Rav Elia if the story is true. And Rav Elia said, not only is it true, that happened a few times. Where he was, that Rav Moshe Chaim said it did, and they learned the Mishnah and gave him the Koyach. The Torah gives us the koyach. The Torah gives us the koyach for our own life, but then it gives us the koyach to have an effect on the entire world. And that's what we walk away with. And that's how we're connected to Hashem always. Each and every one of us. Hilu Chesed L'Avram of Radomsk. You know, he says, then Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, it's pretty incredible, Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph we know is 91, which is Gematra Sukkah, which is Gematra Adnas and Havaya. So the Pasuk says, Be'evraso Yosech Lach. Be'evraso, what's Be'evraso? Be'evraso are the outer parts of the bird's wings. It's called the pinions. Yosech Lach will, Milashin Skach, right? Sukkah will cover us, will protect us. And the Zohar says, this Pasuk, so a remez that we compare the sukkah to birds' wings covering us. And that's why many have a minhag to have birds in the sukkah. Protecting us, taking care of us. Chazal Avram says, Bevraso is exactly Gematria 611, which is exactly Gematria Torah. Just like the chuppah of the sukkah, that it could, Yosech Lach, that when we're in the sukkah, we're Betzela the Musa, protected by the Rabbanu Shem, like the Anani HaKavod. We left the sukkah, what do we have left? Bevraso, we have Torah. When we have Torah, we're still under that protection of the Eibishter. When we have Torah, it gives us our chias. Even when we think we have nothing left, we have more. And then we take that Torah and affect the world and change the world. Nasa Adam, we're connected to everything in this world. And we have to believe, don't ever say, like Nefesh HaChayim said so beautifully, don't ever say, Mani, makoichi, litful b'maseh shvelim shum inyan boilam. Don't ever say that. We learn Torah. We keep Torah. We change the world. We elevate the world. We bring Yeshua to the world. We bring Geula to the world. We bring Simcha to the world. We can make a difference because you're a Yid. You're an Adam. You're a Yisrael. Believe in that. Believe in your purpose to affect the world. Believe in your ability to perfect the world and to change the world. And make sure that we walk away from this Yom Tovim with a deeper connection to Hashem and a deeper connection to Torah. And we'll be zoicha to not just go into Shabbos now, Bez Hashem is Baruch, but Bez Hashem to Yom Shekula Shabbos, with the Gula Shleim of Mashiach Lekeinu, Bekarov, Mamish, Bimeinu. We'll be dancing together with Rav Moshe Chaim. Rav Moshe Chaim again will be teaching us the Mishnayos that he learned at those moments that gave us Chiyas. With all Tanayim, all the Marayim, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Gula Shleim, Mashiach Lekeinu, Bimeinu. Amen.